Everyone has a dream. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Karen Cerullo, full professor of sociology at Rutgers University, explains how striving can make things better for everyone.
Here in the U.S., we encourage people to dream and to dream big. Aside from the iconic American dream, a vision of success via hard work and education, we really don't know much about the dreams Americans embrace. Recently, my colleague Janet Ruan and I talked with over 270 men and women of varied backgrounds about their dreams for the future. Some were students, some working adults, some retired or unemployed. We talked to the financially secure as well as to the homeless. We also talked to people whose lives were disrupted by major illnesses or natural disasters. Here's what we learned. Dreams fall into a limited number of dream themes: adventure, career, fame, wealth, and power, family, philanthropy, and self-improvement. People's age, gender, race, social class, and life circumstances impact their dreams. Social and economic minorities cited dreams that were quite reserved in comparison to the dreams of white or wealthy respondents. Women were more committed to and optimistic about their dreams than men. Those facing health challenges tended to embrace positive views about dreaming and were the most confident about achieving their dreams. Many of the dreams we heard were rather practical and contained. Few people expressed dreams that were not grounded in reality. Indeed, fantastical dreaming, that is, being able to levitate oneself or become invisible, was relatively rare. Lastly, we learned that dreaming was seen as an essential life activity. Whether realized or not, dreams are seen as the lifeblood of living.
That was Karen Cerullo of Rutgers University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.